Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, passing down the family business, and when a good deed gets you accidentally recognized nationwide. Well, for family-owned businesses, one of the greatest challenges can be planning for the future. Problems like multiple heirs or disinterested family members can seriously damage a company's chances of surviving into the next generation. Correspondent Dominic Savino recently chatted with Wall Street Journal contributor Amelia Rankert-Thomas, and she said that family businesses are usually handed down to younger but inexperienced family members.
They're often passed on to a group of kids. They are the wealth of the family. That creates a radical change in the business because it goes from being owned and controlled by a single person to being controlled by a group. And kids in a family business rarely have any experience making decisions in a group about the business.
So with that inexperience, you mentioned that everybody in the family needs to get on the same page when handing down a business. Do you think that's accurate?
That's exactly right. We call that shared purpose. And I've found that in most family businesses, the owners have a shared purpose. They've rarely taken the time to think about it, but they have one often. And that shared purpose very often goes well beyond money. It often has to do with employees, with their vision for the product or the service that they offer.
Now, talking about some solutions for succession planning, you said in your piece that just picking one person to be the leader is a bad idea. Why is that?
It is a simple solution. It tends to be a business-focused solution to say, we'll just pick the next leader of the business and all will be well. But what it ignores is that the business is getting more complicated. When we recognize that there's going to be room for people who manage the business, who serve on the board of directors, who are effective owners and can bring along the next generation of owners and leaders, then we begin to see that this is a system and that there are many roles to be played.
We're speaking with Amelia Rankert-Thomas. She's a contributor for the Wall Street Journal, and she's got a recent piece entitled Succession Planning Tips for Family-Owned Businesses. She's also the author of an upcoming book called Engaged Ownership. All right, so if you're not just going to pick someone to lead, what's the best way to go about planning for the next generation in a family business?
Starting early and preparing everyone is the greatest chance for success, but I think that the most commonly seen path is what we would call pruning the tree, where you keep narrowing down ownership to those who are going to run the business or control to those who are going to run the business. But there are alternatives.
Like what? What's another way families can do this?
There is a point where building in opportunities for exit can be one of the best ways to keep the family together, because there are very often people who, as you say, have other interests, other purposes, other needs for capital. And the whole system may function more effectively if they have an opportunity to make a choice to leave the business system. It will often improve the family relations and simplify the business.
Correspondent Dominic Savino with Wall Street Journal contributor Amelia Rankert-Thomas. Coming up next, massive free publicity by accident.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
And finally, talk about lucking into free publicity. A photo of a sign outside of a Detroit-area restaurant offering free Thanksgiving meals to those who will be alone has gone viral. George Demopoulos, owner of George's Senate Coney Island Restaurant in Northville, Michigan, said he's been hosting the free Thanksgiving meal event for the last 10 years, just to help people. He came to the U.S. from Greece back in 1969 at the age of 23. He said he can remember days when he had nothing and felt alone and wanted to do something to give back. USA Today says he spent $5,000 on 100 turkeys, plus side dishes and desserts, including sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and apple and pumpkin pie. He usually gets 70 to 100 guests, coming from all sorts of circumstances, from people who have no family to people who are homeless. But while Mr. Demopoulos has been doing this for some time, this year his restaurant is the center of national attention because a local resident posted a photo of his sign outside of his restaurant on the Reddit social media website. And it took off from there as it was shared on other social media websites. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help us determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.